Hi, everybody. Welcome to this version of the Upload with Control Up. This is where you get new content every other week. We're a 15-minute podcast, so we're going to just hit the ground running. This episode, we're going to really focus in on VMworld. We just got out of VMworld. There's been a lot of great announcements. One of the announcements that has to do with Control Up is now we have two more products that are available for VMware, directly available for VMware customers to buy off of their price list. One of them is Remote DX and the other one is Scout Beast. I have my colleagues here, Tom Fenton, Trenton Tai, and Rory Monaghan? Yeah, whatever. I only say Rory. And so Tom, let's kick it off. What does Scout Beast mean to a VMware Horizon customer or IT shop?
Yeah, that's great that VMware can start reselling Scout Beast now on their paper. Basically let you know if your applications are up and running from, you know, any geo. We can go around the world and just make sure your, you know, UAGs are up and running, your applications are available, your desktops are available, even things like DNS servers, right? I think we had some DNS issues last week. So it's just a huge gain for, you know, availability and proactively monitoring them.
So if everyone had Scout Beast running against their Facebook application, they wouldn't have to call help desk because they already know it's down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Trenton, what about Remote DX? What does that mean for a VMware Horizon customer or IT shop?
Yeah, this is super exciting, I think, for VMware customers. So, you know, one of the challenges that Control Up has is we need to get out there in the market. And we partnered with VMware to help, you know, expand our reach into that market. And VMware, what they got is a series of advanced monitoring technologies with Control Up. We've since expanded our capabilities, but obviously with licensing agreements and politics and stuff like that, it wasn't in the original agreement. So it's been revised now so that we can sell this new exciting product. And what Remote DX does for you is it gives you visibility into your remote offices and your users who work from home, especially if they're using home computers and things of that nature. It's a super lightweight plugin to just install on your Horizon client. And then you, as an admin, get access to some very advanced stats and real-time metrics that we're providing from them. So we think this is a super exciting and super powerful capability that we're adding to the VMware Horizon monitoring arsenal. And we think anyone who upgrades to this feature will be very, very happy and surprised at the capabilities of it.
So like every once in a while, I'm working from home and, well, I'm always working from home, but every once in a while, my internet or my applications or my EUC environment, it just seems like it's running slow. And, you know, is it the host or is it my Wi-Fi or is it my ISP? So Trenton, will this solve that problem or detect that problem?
Could you imagine just being in that situation for a moment here? Just take a step back and just think that you're at home because obviously there's a pandemic going around and you connect into your work resources and you get like a terrible experience, right? Your application is slow, it's stuttering, and you as an admin or you as a home user have no idea what to look at, right? There could be a million things that it could be. And with Remote DX, we do provide some advanced metrics like Wi-Fi signal strength and some ping times to various resources, whether it's your local gateway or the internet or your session. And that information will help your administrators identify where you're sitting at your home potentially a problem spot. Maybe there's just a Wi-Fi dead spot in your house. So this technology will answer those questions. So yes, it will help you at home, and it will help admins who are trying to help, you know, 40,000, 30,000 remote offices that are now just people's homes, troubleshoot those environments and bring them in. So that way you've got greater visibility in your environment.
Well, that's awesome. So you heard it here first, maybe that VMware is reselling not just real-time DX, but also the add-in for Remote DX, and which will give us visibility to those, you know, the last mile there, right? And ScoutBees for proactive synthetic testing of applications and just critical resources and for your environment. That's exciting. Well, let's get on to the VMworld, right? And what I'd like to ask you guys, like, what was your favorite insight, your favorite part? What was your go-to that you told your partner about who's not even technical? So Rory, we talked with you real quick. What was your favorite part of VMworld this year?
I wouldn't go as far to say that I told my wife, because the love would just drain from her eyes if I even tried to do that. But for me, my background, I started out in application virtualization, application packaging and delivery. And of significant note to me, at least, is that VMware ThinApp is sticking around, which I guess talk of its demise was greatly exaggerated, because for years, everyone has been speculating that it's going to be going away and it's going to be end of life soon, But in actual fact, it looks like it's sticking around. I think it's a good move. I think it's pretty wise, because if you look at the market for application virtualization with isolation as a feature, that has shrunk considerably in recent years. And it seems like something that's going to be more important as people move to the cloud, because you don't want to have larger desktops with all the applications installed in them, because it's going to cost a lot of money. So being able to dynamically deliver and isolate applications and avoid the old habits of siloing applications that don't work side by side onto different machines, that's going to be important. And also in the application space, App Volumes is going to be getting dynamic app delivery capabilities. And that's pretty big, because one of the struggles with application layers or app stacks and mounting them in the way it does is scalability of doing that. And by not mounting the applications until a user actually tries to launch the app, that's going to save on resource consumption, and it's only going to be at point of like interaction or launch from the user. So a lot of exciting announcements around application virtualization and delivery.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. How about Tom? Tom, what was your favorite thing that you told your partner or your dog about VMworld?
Yeah, I talked to my dog a lot. So something that I caught in one of the sessions, it's, you know, forward-looking feature. It's from Workspace ONE. It's called geofencing. So, you know, you got your cell phone, whatever, your Workspace ONE device, and you walk up to your office. The geofencing recognizes that you're going into an office, or, you know, it could be a different location. And what it'll do is it'll spin up the desktop for you, you know, as Rory said, you know, attach the applications to it, which can take, you know, a little while. So you walk up to it and bingo, when you get there, your desktop's all configured, waiting for you, ready to hop on. You know, it's really an interesting technology. Also brings some, you know, interesting personal dynamics into it, because that also implies that they're tracking your phone and where you're at at all times. But yeah, I think that's kind of an interesting one that I saw.
That's awesome. All right. Yeah. Trenton, how about you? What was your favorite part of VMworld?
Yeah, what was your favorite session, Trenton?
It was
your
favorite session. This crazy session where this guy put a laptop in a microwave and he started it. And if you've never seen it, oh my God, it was crazy. There was flames, there was sparks. It was just a wild session.
Do we have to do these disclaimers? Like, don't try this at home.
You know what? Yeah, don't try this at home.
Wait. Don't try it.
For sure. It was,
don't try it at your home, but it's okay.
I think you're talking about your session, and you talked Tom into putting the microwave and the laptop in the microwave, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. It was Tom. Tom did that. Tom, it was that was amazing, man. That was great to see. But I thought that was a fantastic session. I thought we did a great job demoing the features of our software, and I thought that was very well done.
So are the sessions going to be then reposted so anyone can see them? I think so, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it usually takes them 2 weeks to do it. And I have to believe it's going to be free, because VMworld was free this year. So yeah, in a week or two, you should be able to do it.
Well, when we get that link, we'll put that up on our website, I'm sure. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Let me just leave you all with one last word, and I'm going to steal a line from Rory here. Don't let the love leave your partner's eyes. Get control up. Have a good week.